This date in Broncos history, November 6th, 1966. Owner Gerald Phipps and the Broncos travel to Fenway Park in Boston to take on the Patriots. Early in the game with the Patriots threatening when rookie defensive tackle Bill Kading sacks Patriots quarterback Babe Parilli, causing a fumble that was recovered by the Broncos' Dan LaRose. Then in the third, with Boston leading 7-3, Parilli connects with Larry Guerin, who was crushed by Broncos linebacker Gene Jeter. He coughs up the ball. The Broncos recover with great field position. The turnover helps set up this score from the rolling out Max Shawboy in to Daryl Lester from 5 yards out in a 10-7 lead. After Gino Capoletti tied the score for Boston in the third, he attempted a game winner with just 16 seconds left, but missed the chip shot sailing left. Broncos quarterback Max Shawboyan wasn't settling for the tie. With 11 seconds left, he connects with Al Denson on a tip ball and a miraculous 64-yard touchdown pass. The Broncos win the thriller 17-10.